Getting into the South Texas nuclear reactor building was no joke. The facility, with its two giant concrete domes, is surrounded by fencing, concrete barriers, and rows of razor wire. The process to get inside was as thorough and no nonsense as the times I've visited Death Row. And leaving also involved a security clearance, checking to see if I had somehow become radioactive. It's this attention to detail and security that you would expect at a nuclear power plant that every day is generating enough electricity for 2 million homes. STP is in Matagorda County, and it's just 10 miles from the coastline. So what happens when a hurricane hits?
It was quite an experience. It was one that I won't forget anytime soon.
That's Buddy Eller, the director of external communications for the South Texas Project Nuclear Operating Company. He and 250 other employees were at the STP during the hurricane. They had prepared for severe weather, but Hurricane Harvey was more than they had trained for.
We generally plan for storms that last 2 to 3 days. This one lasted well over a week.
The nuclear operators, engineers, and security personnel began a monster work shift on Friday, August 25th, and it wouldn't end until Friday, September the 1st. The crew members worked rotating 12-hour shifts for a full week. Cots were set up for sleeping quarters, a laundry service was created, and the workers needed to be fed. But there was only one item on the menu.
Everybody was going to eat sandwiches.
Jay Bodnar is the STP security manager. These were ham sandwiches, all made in advance during the storm prep.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And on day 3 of that sequestered storm shift, it looked like something needed to be done. The roads around the nuclear power plant were starting to flood. It became clear that they were going to be stuck at that plant for a few more days.
And we're really tired of eating all these sandwiches.
They decided to go on a food run. Bodnar mounted an operation with a team and a large truck. They headed off to the closest HEB in Bay City. They contacted the store, which had been closed for the evacuation.
We took these tubes of ground beef, every bit that they had.
Next, they had to get back to the nuclear power plant, and now the flooding was getting worse.
A lot of rain, a lot of wind at that time. There was a lot of water coming up onto the sides of the roads. And driving around that box truck, we had it weighted down. You know, we were trying to do that cautiously.
Once back at the STP, the tubes of ground beef became welcomed hot meals of spaghetti and meatballs and hamburgers. Mike Schaefer, the STP general manager, said the meals were served in the plant's Gator Cafe, which became also the employee downtime gathering spot.
So that we had plenty of time for people to talk and share stories.
And this is where employees came to get the latest news about Hurricane Harvey and its destructive force. The wall was posted with a hurricane tracking map, charts, and the latest weather updates. Like the rest of Texas, they were watching and worrying about their homes and loved ones.
My hat's off to the National Weather Service and their predictions. Their clarity helped us ensure that we were able to assess the situation of the plant and be able to make the right decision on what to do with the plant and the people that were here.
The hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th, and Schaefer says he's keeping his cot set up in his office until then. David Martin Davies for the Texas Standard.